And hello, everybody. My name is Margaret Cox. I'm with ICE Group and ICE Jobs. Delighted to be here on this podcast this morning. I'm talking to Adam Vance and I'm talking to Rama Niamath, who are joining me from the Custodial Mental Health Team here in Sydney and New South Wales to talk a little bit about what it's like to work in their service. So, Adam, I'm going to just jump off the diving board there and go straight in. Do you want to tell me a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and why did you end up in Australia? And particularly, why did you end up with the Custodial Mental Health Service?
Thanks, Margaret. So I'm Adam. I'm the nurse manager for Custodial Mental Health currently. I was born in Scotland on the West Coast in Ayrshire, and I trained in mental health nursing at Paisley University. So I came to a job in Australia in about 2012 through a similar agency that were doing some overseas recruitment. And my first job here was also with Justice Health as a registered nurse. I spent a bit of time with Justice Health, about 4 or 5 years, I think. And then I moved out to another local health district, which would be like a sort of NHS trust type idea. And then after a number of years working out there, I returned to Justice Health quite recently, back to Custodial Mental Health. And that was really following hearing some really good things about what was happening with the service. And I was drawn back to the opportunities that were available to me here.
Brilliant. Rama, I'm going to come to you and ask you, I suppose, the same question. How did you end up there? And tell us a little bit about that story you alluded to earlier on.
No, I was just trying to be mysterious. For me, I came to Australia when I was about 13, 14, and did my high school and university in Australia from India. So initially, I'm from South India in Chennai, and we moved as a family with myself, my brother and my mother. I suppose what led me to nursing as a profession was throughout my high school days, one of the key things I always had an interest was in healthcare, simply because our whole family has a healthcare background. So that's the profession I wanted to pursue. And nursing was a very good opportunity for me to develop from as a baseboard, so to speak, because the way I perceive nursing as a profession is it's like a very good entry level position where you can then grow and become a specialist clinician, in this case, within mental health services. So once I finished my university degree, I heard about this interesting place to work known as Justice Health, where we provide healthcare to correctional patients. It's a very unique aspect to go from the whole hospital environment to then walk into a correctional facility and to be able to interact and engage with. At times it's viewed as a difficult patient, but in reality, some of our most vulnerable patients. So for me, that was a key factor where I wanted to do something different to what everyone else is doing. So that's what led me to Justice Health. And we have an amazing training program. So I joined as a first year registered nurse and went through the extensive education and training that Justice Health provides to junior nurses to develop into the profession, so to speak, and which is where I was provided with the opportunity to try out or have a taste of mental health nursing. And it was an interesting experience, which has kept me hooked for so long. So since graduation, I've worked in Justice Health and I've worked with Custodial Mental Health for a good chunk of my years.
Excellent, and thank you for that. I'm going to come back to you, Adam, for a second. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to work in the Custodial Mental Health Service, particularly at Long Bay, and I know there are many different other services there, but give us a flavour of what that's like.
Yeah, that's right. There are a number of areas that Custodial Mental Health work across. We've got two main hubs, one on the East Coast, sort of eastern suburbs, which is the Long Bay site. And then we also have the hub at Silverwater, which is in the west of Sydney. As well as that, we work across every correctional centre in New South Wales, providing mental health services. But a lot of our resources are concentrated on those two hub areas. I think by virtue of being, such a spread out and diverse service, the the thing that I think attracts nurses and attracts them for, you know, opportunities for professional growth is the variety of work they can get involved in. We have everything from that very initial intake assessment where people aren't known to services and you're conducting sort of thorough assessments and using your clinical expertise to advise the psychiatry team or the allied health team or the corrective services team on the best sort of care or placement in custody for this person, right through to our hospital-based environments which exist in custody, which operate similar to an inpatient mental health ward that anyone might have experienced, but are in a very different, unique environment because it's inside a correctional centre. So between that intake assessment and the hospital-based inpatient care, there's everything in between. There's long-term case management. There's sort of assertive follow-up for people that aren't doing too great in custody or might have recently come out of one of the inpatient units. And then you're doing the things that you would do in public hospitals as well, like discharge planning and, you know, family and carer consultation and contacts with them. So the breadth of exposure you can get within one service, I don't think is rivaled by any other services that I've ever worked in or experienced. You're not locked into one area or one particular team. You really do have the opportunity to have exposure to all of those things. So I think from a professional growth point of view, it's an amazing place to come and get a taste of these different types of mental health nursing work and really figure out what suits you, what suits your skill set, and you can have opportunities to grow in the areas that you want to grow as well. So for me, as the nurse manager, I really want to see people grow and I really want to see people stay and be fulfilled by the work they do. And I think that the service we've set up at Custodial Mental Health makes it really easy for people to find those opportunities and to be directed into spaces they want to experience.
Excellent. Yeah, no, that's perfect. Thanks, Amelia. Rama, I'm just going to jump over to you for one second. I'm going to come back to you then afterwards, Adam. I've a couple of questions about, you know, if you ever get home to Scotland and things like that. But Rama, talk to us a little bit from your point of view, maybe just, you know, what did the days look like or what do the shift patterns look like? Education and promotion programs within the service. You talked that you'd done all of your education initially to move into mental health through the service. But are there any other opportunities there as well?
Custodial health as a service, we do provide a lot of training and education for our staff, whether it be ongoing mandatory training, which is surrounding some of our more basic life support, emergency response situations, reactions to certain situations. So there's that mandatory aspect of our training. And of course, it does expand into more specialized training as well for when we're looking at junior staff that are interested in developing towards becoming an educator, so to speak. So we do have the foundational training for education. We have, if for those that want to go down the management pathway, there's the foundational training for managers. And clinicians that are interested in more going more towards the clinical pathway, we do have differing professions as well, which are different positions, which provide opportunities such as CNSs and CNCs. And just building on that as well, we're growing our repertoire or the cohort of nurse practitioners that we're currently working with as well. So it's a very, like in retrospect, when looking at it as a service, we're very nursing led, where a lot of the clinical decision-making processes, a lot of the like the initial management and development of strategies are all assisted and done through the nursing perspective. That's not saying that we don't utilize psychiatry as a service, but they are more there, as the name suggests, for consultation purposes. And we predominantly run via that nursing-led model of care. Just building on that aspect of nursing-led model, it's about, like, if we look at all the other LHDs within Sydney, the nurses that work within Justice Health have the greatest power in terms of prescribing medications. We have a larger extensive list, even for a registered nurse to work through. Obviously, there are strict policies and guidelines that assist with the decision-making mm-hmm. process, and adhering to that is important. But yeah, it's a very complex and interesting environment that we don't just throw patients into the deep end, because there's so many complexities, especially when working with our patient population, that needs to be taken into account. We provide the required training for our staff. So just going back a little bit, especially when mentioning we have the largest list of medications, that's part of a training process where our staff, it's called the detect training, which our staff go through, like every single staff member or registered nurse has to go through that to assist with that decision-making process when it comes to, you know, medication prescribing, how best to address an emergency situation when you have a deteriorating patient. But yeah, and I think one more unique aspect that a lot of times we forget is it's a very, like working within Justice Health and within Custodial Mental Health, it's a very interesting experience where you have another partner agency that you're consistently working with. And in this case, Corrective Services, New South Wales, who are there to provide you with the safety, the security. And yeah, it's about making an environment that is, like, you know, secure. And again, discussing that we are working within a custodial setting, there are several trainings and there are several education items that need to be addressed to surrounding security and risk that we need to take into account, that, you know, part of the mandatory training process as well. So if a clinician is, you know, interested in growth, interested in developing themselves into, like, you know, future roles, such as like Adam was mentioning previously, where he worked his way from, you know, joining as a registered nurse and now working as a nurse manager for a whole service, it's a big development and growth to go through for a clinician. But it's where, you know, supporting an individual, like obviously, like Adam's done a lot of work in his own regards as well, but it's just about, like, you know, how we can support clinicians through that process.
I see that Adam is smiling away there, Adam, but let me come back to you. I mean, how did you fish all this hard work and promotion into heading over and back to Scotland, or did you just really just stay in Australia all the time? Talk to us a little bit about that balance between family far away and work-life balance as well. You know, what's that like?
No, I've had plenty of time to travel and make sure I look after my own well-being as well. I certainly haven't worked the whole time. I think when I came to Australia as a registered nurse, I was working a rotating shift pattern, they would call it here. So you're rostered across 7 days, and that might include sort of a variety of shifts within the custodial mental health environment. All of our nurses work mostly a rotating shift pattern. In some areas, that's only morning and afternoon shifts, so that there might not be a requirement to do nights. In other areas, there's opportunity to work 12-hour shifts, day shifts and night shifts, which then, you know, you can essentially work 3 days and perhaps a 4 or 5, sometimes 6 days in a row off. So there's a real sense of ensuring that our staff have got a work-life balance and that we're not looking for people to give their whole self to their work. And that was something that I was really grateful for when I first came as a registered nurse. There's so much to see and experience in Sydney. For someone, you know, coming as a, you know, a single young person with no kids, for example, it's just an incredible place to be and to be enjoying the time outside of work, whether it be beaches, whether it be cafes, restaurants, bars or nightlife. There's so much to see, and we're incredibly close to beautiful national parks that you would never see, you'd never see anything like it before. So when you come here as a rotating shift worker, the New South Wales Award that governs nurses' conditions gives you 6 weeks annual leave, sort of at a minimum every year. So that 6 weeks accumulates if you don't use it. But we like to really encourage people to book in regular breaks to ensure that they're looking after themselves. For our services here, they're fairly multicultural. A lot of people from all over the world. So they do want to get back and catch up with family. They do want to, you know, stack the leave together and take a long break. So we're very used to staff saying, I'm taking 6 weeks, or I've saved up 8 weeks and I'm going to go and take it all in one because I'm traveling overseas to visit family. And that's entirely reasonable for us, that we have a lot of staff that do that, and we absolutely support it. As well as that, Sydney's a beautiful place. family overseas will want to come and visit you over here if they're able to make the trip. I'm really fortunate with my parents that they're still sort of reasonably young and fit enough that they can deal with that travel okay. So they've been over a number of times, and I've also taken long periods of leave and been back to Scotland to see them as well. So it seems a long way away, and I get that it's half the world away, but we are really keen to support staff who have made that huge leap of faith to come to the other side of the world and work for us, to ensure that we can support them to still keep in contact, to take leave to see their family, and if people are coming to visit them, to have some time off to spend some time with their family and friends in Sydney.
Lovely, thank you. And you know, it is true about that work-life balance. When I was there recently, and you know, finished work about 4:30 in the evening, and I visited around the facilities, and I was able to drive down the road and go for a swim at the beach at the bottom of the road. Like, just incredible. It's just really, really nice, and working in that kind of environment, and you know, it's really, really enjoyable. And I suppose it gives you a sense of purpose. I might just then, and I'm going to sort of bring it almost to a conclusion in the next question to both of you. Ram, I'm coming to you, and would you have any advice to anybody who's thinking about coming to Australia to nurse in mental health nursing, and B, joining the custodial mental health team? What would you say to them?
I suppose when it comes to coming to Australia to join nursing as a profession, it is one of the internationally recognized areas of nursing throughout several, such as America and Canada, or the standard of care that we provide is equivalent or even greater in certain instances when it comes to services that we provide for our patients, especially surrounding mental health care. So our patients are well looked after, and the level of care and in terms of the education and I suppose the fact that you are a registered nurse within Australia means quite significant when you go to other areas. So for example, there are certain colleagues that have returned back to Scotland, and they've been very exceptionally hireable simply because of the vast experience and the fact that they've come from a Australian-based nursing as a profession. So that is a very big desire, so especially when it comes to other areas. And custodial mental health, bringing it back to its basics, is about providing care to some of the most vulnerable patients that we experience. And it's providing mental health care that they might not necessarily be able to access in the outside due to, several factors, whether it be, access to services, homelessness, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, for me, it's just reflecting on my journey and reflecting on the care that I provide to some of our patients is about, we make realistic differences at times to our patients' lives to an extent where, especially when we get contacts post-discharge from family, especially when we've set up the supports NDIS and TTT and stuff like that. Just hearing about some of their success stories really has a significant impact on us. It almost as if an empowerment system where we're like, oh man, cool. We've done something amazing. Let's find another one.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thanks, Rama. And Adam, I suppose, again, you coming from Scotland, you've got another perspective. I was really interested in what you said about, people who get brilliant experience working in Australia and then who return home and get these wonderful opportunities to sort of continue their career, into a more senior level, to bring the experience and the knowledge that they gained in Australia to bring it back to the NHS or to the HSE in Ireland indeed. And that's really important because it is a two-way street. We need to make sure that it's going to Australia, and then some of it will come back, some of it will stay, but that's the world and the global world that we live in. But a kind of final word to you, Adam, in terms of any advice that you'd give to the nurses thinking about coming to Australia to work and joining the custodial mental health team.
If you're on the fence or you're thinking about it, but not quite ready to commit yet, just do it. This has been the best decision I ever made, for myself, for the life I've developed, and also for, my professional growth. I think if you want to come here for the lifestyle and the work's a side piece to it, the work will not be boring. It'll be fulfilling, and it'll be really supportive. And if you want to come here and work as an RN, you know, I came here committing in my head to 2 years, and I said, if it's really bad, you can do one and you can go. I had no plans to stay, yet here I am 11 years later, having met my wife here and had 4 kids, and you know, so it's strange how things work out, but give yourself a chance because you deserve it. And I think it'll be very difficult to regret the move, and if it's not going well, it's fine to return. Don't worry about it. Just, you know, give it a crack. So if you want to do it from a lifestyle point of view, we would love to have you come and work with us for your 8-hour shift and then go and live your life and do what you like. If you want to do it from a professional growth point of view, the opportunities are endless. If you want to get into postgraduate studies, if you want to grow through an education, a clinical or management stream, we are absolutely there to grow you and to support you through that. So whatever your reasons for thinking about a job with Justice Health, Custodial Mental Health will support you, whatever you want to do. So just do it.
Just do it. So those are the words of advice from Adam and great words from Rama as well, in terms of how about, you know, setting off on that journey and coming to join us in the Justice Health system, and in particular in Custodian Mental Health Services. Thank you both for your time. It has been very illuminating for me personally, and I'm sure to all of the people who've listened in. So it's been absolutely wonderful. And thank you both, Adam and Rama, for joining us here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.